Foundations for Living is the radio ministry of Van Buren United Methodist Church and is underwritten by our friends at Fincan and Ford in Hartford City. We are happy you tuned in, and we invite you to be our guest as we listen to Reverend Cindy Osgood, pastor of Van Buren United Methodist Church, and we explore together Foundations for Living.
We're called to live in the world that has lots of challenges for us, but we're still to be sent out in the world and to live and share the gospel amongst the people that we're living with. So let us gather for worship as we prepare to sing and hear the word, and as it's proclaimed to us this day, let's sing together this morning.
Proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me shall continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever. Beauty, the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guards every footstep and gives me a song in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Let's pray. Gracious God, You have sent us out into the world in this last week, and now we come back to join together with our brothers and sisters so that we might learn anew and again this week what word it is You have for us that we might share with those that we meet this week. We give You thanks that we can bring You glory as we go out into the world and we learn to live in the place that we live and learn to understand the place in which we live that You have sent us. Help us to understand those around us and to be able to understand their journey of faith as we seek to live ours alongside them. So now bless us with Your presence, bless us with Your word, bless us with music that we might hear You speak to us this day. And we ask all of this in Your name we pray. Amen.
We now invite you to listen to a special presentation by the Van Buren United Methodist Church Choir.
The old-fashioned meeting, that's in every day. Something is wrong with America. She once held the Bible as her conscience and guide, but we've allowed those who hold nothing that is sacred, like Sodom of old, who pushed morals aside. Where are the men who once stood for right, and the women who championed?
I love America, but I do not love what she has become. Scripture says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Too often it seems that America and Americans have forgotten the godly principles upon which this nation was built. Something is wrong when our public schools are places where children are bullied instead of nurtured, where they are encouraged to be promiscuous instead of pure, where they are targets of violence instead of assured of their safety, where they are forbidden to pray but taught how to use contraceptives. Something is wrong when a teenage girl cannot even get an aspirin at school without her parents' consent, but that same teenager can get an abortion without her parents ever knowing. Something is wrong when our films and television honor celebrities who are self-destructive and addicted to alcohol and drugs, and when their antics become more important news each evening than the serious issues of poverty and crime in our country. Something is wrong when sexual depravity substitutes for entertainment on what is called reality TV, and when what the Bible calls sin is deemed nothing more than an alternate lifestyle. Something is wrong when our politicians lie to and cheat the American people for their own personal gain, when they sacrifice truth to gain a political advantage, and when they forget that they have a sacred obligation to serve their fellow citizens rather than using their power to take advantage of them. Something is wrong when even our churches have become battlegrounds over insignificant and petty differences while millions in our country are dying and going to hell because they don't know Jesus. I, for one, am ready for a change. I am ready for Christians to first fall on their knees in repentance and then rise to become men and women of godly character who will stand together as one mighty army and declare to the immoral and to the obscene, "Your days are over." The army of God rises to say, "We want America back."
What America man. church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord.
We want to thank you for being a part of Foundations for Living this morning and remind you that every Sunday morning at 9:30, we meet in the sanctuary at the Van Buren United Methodist Church. We would love to have you come and be a part of us here in Van Buren, or join us on the air again next week with Foundations for Living. Also, you may hear this and other messages on our website at vanburenumc.org. You have been listening to Foundations for Living, a presentation of the Van Buren United Methodist Church, underwritten by Finn Cannon Ford of Hartford City.